The Strongbow Summer of Greatness is now in full swing, and what better way to accompany this summer's hunting than Strongbow's brand newest flavoured ciders. We've got Tropical, a taste partnership of mangoes and pineapples. We've got Zest with the citrus vibes of oranges, lemons and limes. And we've got Strawberry. Well, with strawberries, of course. The question is, do you think Strawberry will be stunning, Tropical the tastiest, or Zest is best? The choice is yours. Over 18s only, please drink Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk. Hey, welcome back to another episode of That's So Hun with me, Gareth. And today I'm joined by, not Electra. Electra is away on business. Just to confirm, she's not in prison. She's not in prison.
We're
she's
still thinking.
She's away on business. So I thought I'd get another one of my huns in for a quick catch up with us today. And that is the fabulous Miss Lee Ding.
Hello, my darling. Fabulous to be here.
I quite like that. Miss Lee Ding. So we are actually knackered because we've just... I'm not going to lie to you,
Hans. I'm sick of seeing you, to be honest, though.
Yeah, it's been... we've been together all weekend. Not like that. because we've been down at Brighton and Hove Pride at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness, Fabuloso in the Park. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
Stunning.
What were your highlights?
Fabulous. I mean, you know me, I love performing for those huns.
I bet
love
you do,
screaming
honey.
Those songs.
We've seen the video.
I just love parading myself around to all the gays and the girls and the theys. Yeah. You know what I'm like.
It was such a great atmosphere as well, because last time when we did it, yeah. It was absolutely pissing down. So it was nice to have a bit better weather this time.
Agreed. I mean, there is nothing quite like performing unwritten Natasha Bedingfield in the rain.
Yeah.
But
it felt pop music fantasy.
That felt like some kind of intervention, but actually it was nice to have like a bit of sunshine this year, wasn't it?
Have you slept? How many McDonald's did you have on the way back?
I've had about 17 chicken nugget share boxes.
Listen, let's just talk about share boxes a minute. When did we go from like being a young child and like four nuggets was correct?
But I don't know if four nuggets was ever enough. I think that's just what our parents forced down on.
Exactly. And then we crept up to nine nuggets and we were like, oh yeah. But answer me this at home.
Yeah.
Are we all just a box of 20 nugget orderers now?
I mean, I think so. I mean, yeah. I feel like I look like a box of 20 nuggets at this point. But have you also seen they now do the ultimate share box, which is the 20 nuggets and the 9 strips?
Yeah.
Which is just like ultimate level of chicken in your body.
Having fast food when you're hungover, I think, is so hun. Just in general. In general.
I think so too. I mean, I just can't quite get my head around people who will stand at like a stove and cook something after a night on the binge.
You know when you've been out?
I do. I know it well.
Let's talk about when you've actually been in. You know when you've been out of a night out and the next day... Do you ever leave your house, or is it like Deliveroo or yeah. Uber Eats at whatever cost? So even if like McDonald's was over the road, you would still Deliveroo it to your house?
100%. Yeah. I'm like a, and also I'll order it while I'm in bed, yeah. So that I don't feel like I should get up and go out of the house.
Do you eat the fast food in bed?
Depends how hungover I am, to be
you
honest.
Rusty
I know, but also I have that Uber Eats thing where like...
Where they bring it to your bed.
Where they open the door. I've just given him a key at this point. But you
sounds
know, like
a movie I once watched.
It's not quite as sexy as it was on the movie, but where you have to spend like the minimum amount for delivery. So I have to spend like at least 15 quid, which I mean, actually at McDonald's, that's quite easy on a hangover.
And I bet you protest so loud any dogs could hear. So anyway, less about hungover food from that. We had an amazing time down at Brighton. We're going to share some of the highlights with you because our roving reporters were in and amongst you at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness. So let's check out some of you huns that we met at Brighton. We're here backstage with...
Rosie.
Hey, Rosie. Lovely to see you. Are you enjoying Pride so far?
I'm loving it. It's magical.
What's been your Pride highlights?
Hunsnet.
Of course.
Of course.
Are you looking forward to seeing Girls Aloud?
I'm buzzing to see Girls Aloud.
What's your favourite Girls Aloud song?
Sound of the Underground.
Classic.
The classic.
The original.
Have a fabulous Pride, and you look stunning, by the way. Glittery girly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You
thanks, Rosie. Have a fab Pride.
Cheer at Pride with one of our fabulous performers here at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness, and it is the fabulous Samantha Stone. Now, Samantha, you are playing the part of the Strongbow Strawberry Stunner today. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel stunning.
Yeah. There.
Stunning, sunny. The sun's out. We've been blessed with the weather today. Hopefully the wigs won't come flying off when we're sweating. But beautiful day. Happy Brighton Pride, everybody.
So I've caught up with Miss Lee Ding.
Hello, darling.
Fresh off the float.
Fresh off the float.
So tell me your Pride highlights. How was the float?
The float was incredible. Had a fabulous day. Got to wave and cheer and sing to all my adoring fans. Yeah. Fabulous.
Adoring fans, plural.
Fans, plural. Millions of fans out there for me today.
That's really surprising, that, yeah.
I'm back with my partner in crime, partner in shame, Electra, here at Pride. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling showbiz ready, baby. We're here at Brighton Pride, and we're going to show them what we're made of, aren't we, Kath?
We missed you on the podcast this week. You were booked, busy, and blessed.
I was so busy. I was in Vegas. It was amazing. Don't tell him.
What has been your Pride highlight so far?
Oh, seeing you again, and obviously everything, seeing the amazing people coming to watch us. It's been so busy.
Booked, blessed, and busy.
Booked, blessed, busy, no shoes on, thriving and jiving, babes.
Well, we had a bit of rain yesterday. How did your hair cope with that?
I've got a fringe, honey. It was terrible. It was awful.
Listen, we're on day two. Do you think you've got the energy to power through?
Of course I've got the energy. When I've got you by my side, hun, nothing I can't do.
You've heard it here.
You did. Live, laugh, love.
So, as you can see, the huns delivered. Nice to see you huns. You all look fabulous. What was your favourite number to perform whilst you were down there?
Oh,
on the stage.
Not back in the hotel room, not the private shows. My favourite number to perform was probably... The thing is, I'm obsessed with Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan, if you're nasty. And one of my sets has a Chapel Roan song in, so I loved performing that because everyone just sings along and screams along.
Well, this is it. Can I ask a question?
Please
because
do.
Because Chapel Roan... for me is the same as Brat Summer.
Yeah.
It just it's sort giving. Of like crept upon us. Yeah. I don't know where it came from. It, she came from, they came from. And now I am like, it's like Chapel Roan's always been here. So what's the story with Chapel Roan?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you saw, but like it was only like last year that she was performing on a keyboard in New York streets, like just busking. Ooh. And then I think she just like literally blew up. She came to London, actually, funny story. She came to London and was an opener for somebody, and a drag queen opened for her. And a drag queen basically said to her, she was like, "You're a drag queen, hon." And that's when Chapel was like, "Oh my God, yeah, this is it. This is my time. I'm going to be a
drag.
Well, just like
so. Has Chapel had loads of albums? Is it one album? I'm so out of the loop with that.
I mean, I don't really follow albums anymore. You know, not back in the day. Like when you
streamer, ladies and gentlemen, not an album buyer at all.
Gone are the days of a HMV roam. Oh, you know,
yeah.
But I just kind of know the bops. I know all the bangers now. But I feel like she has got one album.
Yeah,
yeah. But just I'm obsessed.
Do you know why? I just hope she doesn't get Kaiser'd.
No,
was it Kaiser? You know the word, ooh, ah, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know
oh,
what
my
I mean?
God. Oh.
Ooh, ah.
What is that song?
Hideaway. Is it Hideaway?
Hideaway. It's just a feeling.
Yes. Because Kaiser was just there.
She was there. And that
and then
song,
she went.
And that song like was in the charts for about 4 years, I think.
Where is Kaiser now?
Where is Kaiser?
I went to see Kaiser in some sort of O2 Academy somewhere years ago.
Really?
And she's just never been back. So I wish Chapel all the best, but I hope she doesn't get Kaiser'd.
The best of luck to you, Chapel. Yeah. It sounds like you need it.
Yeah, but is Chapel Roan hun music?
I would say she's there.
Yeah.
I would say
on the cusp.
She's got the cusp of like in a few years' time, she's going to be one of the sing-along, you know, that you play.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, remember how I used to scream and sing to that? She's probably not like a hon yet, but definitely... Hon can get to
she's on the peripheral.
I would say so, yeah.
Answer us in the comments. Is Chapel Roan hun?
I think we're gonna have a very mixed review on that one in the comments.
Yes.
Talking of Huns, we had a couple of celebrity guests with us at the Strongest Stage of Greatness over the weekend. And
they were Huns.
They were Huns. They're certified Huns. We had Diane from Traitors.
From Traitors.
Who, as you know, has been on the podcast before. We caught up with her at Brighton, and here's what she had to say.
We're backstage at Pride with the one Hun and only Diane. Diane, welcome back to the podcast. You've already been on.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, I've heard you've been on the float today.
I have been on the float, yes.
Have we got any backstage goss about the float? How was it?
It was just good fun. It was great crack and very atmospheric, very enjoyable.
It was so good to see all like the crowd out there living their best life.
Amazing. Yeah. We had great fun. But I am wearing my raincoat and my daughter's told me not to wear it. Took it off. She's my nice boy, Jack.
She is glam.
And we got wild.
So the question on all of the viewers' lips is, Diane, is the gin book with us in Brighton?
Yes, it is. It's in my bag, which is over in the tent.
And have you picked up any new gins to the collection whilst you've been in Brighton?
No, but I'm working on that. That's happening tonight.
Diane, thanks for joining us once again on the podcast, and thank you for being part of the Strong Boy Stage of Greatness. We can't wait to go wild in the aisles today on the show.
Me neither.
Just love her. You were on the float with her as well,
love,
weren't you?
Love Diane.
Yeah.
Love.
Got the same
Diane.
Hair colour as well.
We do. Yeah, she's an absolute babe. She's had the best time with
love
her.
Love you, Di. Love you. And of course, on the Sunday, we had our Chez Ferg.
Cannot
Cheryl Ferguson. I just love her.
I love her to bits.
I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed. I want her with me at all times.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I need my emotional support, Cheryl Ferguson.
She is my emotional support.
Yeah. No, I love her. And she had such a great reception.
I know.
From the crowd.
I get the feeling that like she just never quite expects the reception that she gets. And she's just a babe.
Yeah, we love her. We caught up with her once again at Brighton. Here's what our Chez had to say.
Well, what a difference a day makes. We're here backstage at day two at Strongbow Stage of Greatness, Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove Pride. And I'm joined by the Hun and Only, our very special guest here at the Strongbow Stage of Greatness today, the one and only Cheryl Ferguson.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
So Cheryl, you're joining us on the Stage of Greatness today. Can you give us any sneak peeks of what's coming up?
Well, some song, some laughter, a bit of motivational speaking, and just joyous fun and dancing. And there may even be a little conga going on.
A conga?
A conga.
If you can't have a conga at Pride, when can you have one?
You can have a conga up the conga if you want one.
Ooh, stick it up. Sounds ominous. So, Cheryl, you've been touring the Pride circuits this year. What have been your highlights?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I have to say Hunsnets has been the highlight. Hyde Park was amazing. Here is going to be amazing. I just know it. But all of the Prides, in their own way, have given something back to the community and everything. And this is what it's all about.
Because you're a massive LGBTQ ally. What does that mean for you?
It means that I support my son, who is part of the LGBTQ plus community. It means that I've always supported the LGBTQ plus community since I kind of knew what it was about a long time ago as a student, and I will continue to do that and wave the flag as best as I can. It's about loving each other, being who you are, and just generally educating other people. That's all it is.
Well, you've heard it here first. If that's not allyship, I don't know what it is. Cheryl, have a fabulous show with us today. We can't wait to see you. I'm sure everybody else can't wait to see you. Happy Pride, Hun.
Bye.
Thanks, Chez, and hopefully we'll be working with you and seeing you lots more very, very soon. Now, we touched upon it earlier about this Brat Summer thing, because this has been going on now for a couple of weeks. Electra and I spoke about it last week, and we were trying to pinpoint what Brat Summer was and is.
Oh, God.
So, in your, like, give it to me in, like, Hun terms, what is Brat Summer from your perspective?
Okay. I think Brat Summer means, in Hun terms, that you are basically the Tanya Tucker of, like, your friendship group.
Sorry, Tanya who?
Tanya, oh my God, what's the name?
Get off this fucking podcast now.
Tanya.
Turner.
Turner! Who's Tanya Tucker? Sounds like something from Tanya Tucker. Turner.
Sounds like...
Am I getting her actual actress name wrong? Is it Zoe Tucker?
No, it's Zoe Lucker, Tanya Turner.
Listen, I worked late last night. I had an early start
this morning. I'm working late. Because I'm a drag queen.
But I feel like Brat Summer is very that. Very like, you are that one of the group. Yeah. Also, I just think Brat Summer is that TikTok dance at this point.
What, the apple?
The apple's running far in the court. Yeah. The amount of like places I've walked around in London just seen like hen do's endlessly trying to learn that.
You're a hen do hun, aren't you?
I am a hen do.
Whenever there are hen do's about, you're never far away. So back to this Brat Summer thing. Yeah. So I put a bit of a call out on Hunsnet this week, and I was like, I want people to explain Brat Summer to me in hun culture references. Okay. And here are a few of my favourites. Ben Smithson said, being unqualified to own old maiden type of shoes, but refusing to put them back on the rack. That's Brat. It's Ben Mitchell dancing to Girls Aloud in his living room before drinking a barrel of cider down the rec, darling. Yeah, that sounds
these
quite
These
are Brat.
The Huns references I need. Yeah, this is exactly what
this
I needed.
This is a favourite from Danny Dax. We know Danny Dax. Danny said, it's Deirdre Rashid steaming up her glasses with Dev to the soundtrack of Ben Mitchell. Ben Mitchell's back. Doing an impromptu dance performance in tinfoil. While Sharon scrabbles for her meds and poppers on the floor, and Kim Tate plans another poisoning and helicopter departure. It's a multiverse of soaps.
This is
one of the best comment sections we've ever had on Hunsnet. Somebody's put, it's our Jane McDonald on cruise singing Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha. I'm going to carry on. It's Cat Slater pole dancing to make ends meet, then being in a Steps tribute band in the Old Vic, then sleeping with H.
Oh my God.
I think it's all coming close. It's Cilla Black saying, she's a journalist, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
Cheryl saying, whenever you're ready. But my ultimate favourite is it's Kinga from Big Brother 6. Chilling in the back garden with a wine bottle for multiple use.
They were the good old days.
Yeah.
They really were.
I've never been able to look at a bottle of white Zinfandel since.
I see, it's all I look at nowadays.
Is it? Maybe it's looking at you.
Maybe it's looking at me. I'm afraid I'm going to get cancelled for my Tanya Tucker comment. But yeah. I am...
You're on thin ice.
I'm thin ice. But I think that is absolutely what Brat Summer is about. Every single one of those comments.
It's Brat Summer Huns.
It's Brat Summer Huns.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, with all this chat about Brat Summer, let's cross once again to Brighton and Hove Pride, Strongbow Stage of Greatness, Fabulosa in the Park, to find out what sort of Brat Summer our Huns are having. Let us know.
Would you say that you've had a Brat Summer so far?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's only one reason why I spontaneously dyed my hair fiery red was for Brat Summer.
Are you feeling quite bratty today?
Oh, I'm feeling like a total brat today.
Did you not become a little bit of a brat?
I didn't become a little bit of a brat. I became a total brat.
Well, as you can see, Brighton was a hoot.
It was an absolute ball.
And it just exists in my memories now. So Miss Lee, as you know, every week on the podcast, because you have been watching, haven't you?
Of course I have.
Yeah, what was your favourite episode?
The one with Diane, actually. Really? She's my babe.
Yeah.
Every week, try and challenge me, Garrett. I know what you're talking about.
Every week on the podcast, we ask our guests, and because you're our guest presenter this week, you are technically a guest and presenter. We ask our guests to bring in something that they think is so hun. Now, it could be absolutely anything.
Mm.
Have you got something for us this week?
I do, actually.
Go on, then.
I do. So I was really racking my brains over this one. I'm not going to lie. Because I can imagine...
My
one brain cell. Because I mean, I know all the things that people have brought. And I was like, it needs to be something different. And I was like looking around the house and I was like, the house is just always full of like hun stuff. So really? I've actually brought two things. I hope that's okay.
Dead quirky in that.
But the first thing is...
Go on.
A bottle of Radox.
A bottle of Radox.
But like your shower gel Radox that like you get for when you go on holiday that smells like holiday.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's not quite your classic...
It's not your like...
It's not your normal shower gel that's like...
Nordic pine.
No, it's not. This one is Sunshine Showers.
Give us a whiff. Give us a whiff.
Peach and pineapple scent. I mean, look how used it is.
Right.
Wash your hands thoroughly afterwards.
Okay. So I'm going to have a go. Oh, can you hear that?
Oh, ASMR.
Oh, that is lovely.
It is, isn't it?
It is lovely.
It's like the ones that when you go to Superdrug, they're not with the normal Radox. They're on like the special.
Yeah.
And I thought that is quite hon that. Like it's not just your normal.
Yeah, it's not like...
Like ocean wave scent.
Yeah, you do feel like dead tropical in that.
It's dead tropical. Yeah. You feel dead fancy when you buy that.
I love it. You've just gone, shit, I need something. You're in the shower. Go on. And what else have you brought?
And then the other one I brought was, you know, like in your kitchen cupboards?
Yep.
And you've got like a lovely set of mugs that you brought from somewhere.
Yeah.
But then you've always got one mug that you got gifted years ago with just like a really nice quote on it that you just can't quite get rid of.
Go on, hit
again, us. This is, you've been used so much, but this one says, I don't need therapy. All I need is dancing.
I am just fucking blown away by the disgusting fonts.
So there's three colours on this. So I don't need therapy is in lime green. All I need is in pink, and dancing is in purple. And this was a gift that my old dance class got me when I left to move to London.
Uh-huh.
And they were all like 45-year-old babes.
I feel bad for slagging it off now.
No. But it's just like that one mug in the cupboard full of like lovely
can
mugs.
I borrow it? I don't want to like... borrow it.
It's not been washed. I
my
did use
favorite
it this morning.
Thing about this is, well, A, it's the use of like throwing in like capital letters.
Oh, unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily. Yeah. That is hun. This is a quote mug is definitely hun.
Absolutely.
Definitely
absolutely.
Hun. Well, yeah, definitely quote mugs are hun. And I completely agree with you with this whole Radox thing. Radox, if you do want to sponsor us, get in touch.
Please.
But yeah. Sunshine showers.
Sunshine showers.
Now, you'll also know that on the pod every week, we bring back something from the past in our Huntstree box.
I'm excited about this one.
You've not seen the Huntstree box before in the flesh, have you?
No, I haven't. No.
Well, here we go. So in this week's Huntstree box, this is something which everybody... If you're of a certain age, this would have been like...
Am I of a certain age?
You absolutely are. This is something that would have been a major, major part of your life. And if you are like me, being a young gay guy back in the day,
right.
You know, all my straight friends were like Nuts and Zoo magazines. But
I did try.
I was More Magazine with the girlies.
Oh, my God.
I was More Magazine with the girlies. Who remembers More Magazine from back in the day?
That has just triggered so many, like...
Memories
of being in WH Smith.
Yeah.
Looking through the magazine section, trying to find...
So let's talk about More Magazine. So we've got our Frankie on the back, on the front, and she's got Frankie from the Saturdays cut, Dead Choppy Loads of Layers.
Dead Choppy Loads of Layers pixie cut.
On the back, we've got Christina Aguilera.
Oh, my God.
With her...
signature fragrance.
Foray into fragrances. And it's called The Secret Potion.
Oh, if you're nasty.
If you're nasty. And I just wanted to just like go through a couple of things here. So there is, oh, what's here? You've got fashion gets in a flap.
Oh.
So they're trying to push a 20s fringe. Flapper fringe there.
Very.
But you all know that the only reason why we looked at More Magazine back in the day, well, A, it was because they had like torsos on every other page. We've got Mark Wright there back in the day, looking gorge. But of course, the main reason and the only reason, it wasn't for the fashion. It wasn't for the problem pages. It wasn't for the dishy boy. Well, it was for the dishy boys.
So many dishy boys.
Our Frankie, looking great there. It was, of course, for Position of the Fortnight.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember Position of the Fortnight?
I'm so excited to find out what the position was.
Should we reenact
for Frankie's
it?
Episode?
That was a joke. I don't want to reenact Position of the Fortnight. It was misleading. It was just doing it for comedy.
Absolutely.
There we are. Right. Okay. Oh, yes. Position of the Week. Okay.
Oh, of the Week.
So yes, in every week of More, I always thought it was Position of the Fortnight, but I stand corrected. So this one is The Blind Pleasure.
Oh.
Position of the Fortnight.
Oh,
I'll
my
just
God.
Talk you through some of the highlights. what's in it for you? It's switching off one sense intensifies the other. So I think they're saying whilst you're having a bonk, if you close your eyes.
Yeah. Pull the mask down.
Pull the mask. The mask has slipped. So what's in it for you? Switching off one sense intensifies the other. and it'll send shockwaves pulsing through your body. What's in it for him? He gets a great view of your bod and he'll love being in control. So basically, it's having a bonk with a blindfold on.
Are they showing you with Barbie dolls?
They are, yeah.
Of course.
They are. So yeah, More Magazine is definitely something which has contributed to hun culture. And yeah, we love it.
What is the date on that one? When did that, how far back are we going?
This is issue 100, no, this is 723. It's November 2011.
Oh my God.
When did More Magazine stop?
700. There are 723 sex positions.
There are.
Apparently.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I've not done any of them.
We are novices to all.
So yes, that is the Hunstery box for this week. Who knows what will be in it next time. So Miss Lee, we are nearly at the end of today's pod. It's been lovely having you along.
It's been emotional. Thank you for having me.
We've not even referenced that we're in a brand new studio.
I know, yeah. I know.
We're in a brand new studio, I like
studio.
It.
Studio?
Well, yeah, studio. This is my house. It smells all new as well, and I'm absolutely obsessed with this sofa.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a real nice texture to it.
It has, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, anyway. Thank you for joining us this week for That's So Hun. We're going to go back to our Brighton recovery mode.
Yes, we are. Back into bed, back with another box of 20 chicken nuggets.
Yeah, ding, ding. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you very, very soon on another episode of That's So Hun.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of another episode of That's So Hun as part of the Strongbow Summer of Greatness. Make sure you're following at Strongbow UK on all your socials for exclusive Summer of Greatness content and to find out how you can get tickets to the Take a Bow brunches. Oh yeah, and make sure you join us at Fabuloso in the Park at Brighton and Hove's Pride in August. We'll see you there, huns. Over 18s only, please enjoy Strongbow responsibly. For more information, visit bedrinkaware.co.uk.